This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're tuning into Township's Daily News Bits. Chatting with me today is Maria Cordero, local resident here in Brome, Mississauga, who's going to be speaking to us about her recently published book, Somaku, The Equilibrium Prophecy, Planetary Disruption of the Fifth Dimension. So thank you so much, Maria, for being here with me today. I know you're originally not an author, so can you just maybe begin by starting to talk a little bit about what sparked that writing bug in you?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I truly believe that each and every one of us is a writer. I mean, we all have our story to tell. And originally, when my children were very small, they were around 4 and 5 years old, I was reading them different books, you know, at night after bath time. I would open up this book and it was a joy for me to see their eyes open up and to see, you know, their ears open up and they say, oh, what is she going to tell us about? And at a certain point, after a year or two, my little girls were telling me, well, we had this game in the car and we would oftentimes, the game would go, I would start a story and then I would stop in the middle of my story, like after 2 minutes, and it would be my other daughter telling me her bit of a story. And then it would go to her sister and she would do another bit of the story. And so we would create this whole world and we would have a lot of fun in the car. So my husband would hear me and he would hear me create stories. And at a certain point, my children were like, Mom, we want to know other stories. Like, and I was very good in imagining different worlds and, you know, getting into a shoe and falling into a ditch where there was another world and there was, you know, talking animals and talking, you know, different trees. And so my girls were like, well, we don't want you to read us stories out of books. We want you to tell us stories. Like, it's a lot more interesting to know, you know, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and so I started purchasing marionettes and just, you know, creating my own stories. And my husband came in once and said to me, you know, you've been telling stories your whole life. I see you with the children. You're always coming up with these great stories. Why don't you write a book? And my first response was, I'm not an author. This is not what I do. I didn't go to school. I'm not aware. I don't know the first thing about writing a book. But yet he's like, listen, being an author is what you feel inside of you. I feel you have stories to tell. And that was the first time after years, because it was always a dream of mine, that I said, you know what? I'm going to become an author because I know in my heart that I have a story to tell. And so I began like that, just 2 years of writing ideas on papers. And for those of you actually who do not have the courage to start writing, I suggest you write your own way, because initially I started looking around and people were saying on YouTube and all that stuff, oh, this is the way you should write. You know, you should start with your chapters and, you know, start with your themes and what is your story about. And you have all these rules and regulations, and after a while your head is full of, you're thinking, but what is my way of writing? Mm-hmm. My own way of writing was like an artist. It just emerges out of me. All of a sudden I could be looking at a scenery or a flower or anything, and this ideal will come up, you know, and I just kept writing it down. So for 2 years I had scraps of papers everywhere, and at a certain point I'm like, okay, Maria, you're gonna have to sit down and write this thing. After a year I wrote the story. Another year it took me to correct the book, and then I sent it to an editor. And we started just working around the book. So 6 years later, it was born.
So it took you 6 years in total to write this book.
Yeah, because, you know, 2 years to write up the ideas, and I wasn't in any hurry to get it out. I just really wanted to create this entire world out of scratch, because it's in another dimension. It's the fifth dimension. A lot of people don't know anything about the fifth dimension. I don't know anything about the fifth dimension. So I did a lot of research, you know, informed myself on black holes and universes, parallel universes, dimensions and all that. And I just let it all sink in, all this information. And then out of that, I created my own world. So it really took 2 years to create this world, to create each character. You know, what are they about? What makes them feel? What makes them tick? What do they look like? So I start sketching, you know, in a book, and I would do a few sketches, and then, oh, I would find my, you know, main character, which is Ciara, and I would look at her and say, this is my Ciara, you know? So it was a whole creative process, but I loved writing so much that for me, it was not a task. It was an adventure. Like, And even when I was drawing and I was writing, when they're running through the story and whatever, I was just in it, in the story with them running, you know, and cheering for them and watching them. And I watched them suffer and I watched them love and I watch all this story unfold in my own brain and my own soul, that I just wanted to put all that in paper and have the joy to have somebody read it.
Well, I'm sure everyone is going to love going on this adventure with you. So can you maybe just speak a little bit more in detail about like what the main storyline is of your new book and like what message, you know, you really want to get out there with Samaku?
So many things inspired me to write this book. You know, what's happening right now in the world really breaks my heart, you know, wars and famine and the planet falling apart. So I tried to see myself like in the future, in 1,000 years from now, or maybe even, I can't say 1,000 years, but in 100 years from now, what would the planet Earth look like? And so they were already there. The world of Somaku is a planet where there is already famine, when there is already all these struggles. And so I'm talking about these different cultures, the Kweli, the Syrians and all that. Obviously they're aliens. So there's a different way of giving birth, a different way of loving through a priestess. This child has the building blocks to become a being of light, and through years, through a membrane and all that, I mean, it becomes its own creature, its own entity. And so they're born with who they are. Nobody tells them through education who they should become. That's a huge message. Through that, I was hearing my children in school, where they're like, you know, mom, there's still, you know, trans people are still bullied. It's still a taboo. We're 2022. Like it's odd to me that we're still not accepting people for who they are. So I went, you know, completely left with this, but it's just explaining that in my book, I wanted different communities to live and love and be born in different ways. So your body transforms into what your desires are and who you want to be, not the other way around.
I think that is a great message that we all kind of need today in a world where you said where people are still not completely accepting of who people want to be. You're talking about the main character, Sierra. So I was wondering if you could get into the characters a little bit more. I know that you actually sketched some of the characters yourself and they're included in your book. So could you just touch on that a little bit more as well?
Yeah, so it was wonderful because, like I said, my creative process was really drawing in my book. So I bought this book and I kept sketching and I was like, nope, nope, nope. Oh, this is awful. Like, and then at a certain time, like, and I think it was when I really felt like I was in the mood of drawing that these characters would come alive. And for example, Ciara is an adolescent. She's barely 17. So, you know, her whole life, you know, when she was little, she was odd. She was all over the place. She was difficult to, like, her mother felt she was very difficult to control and she had a lot of energy. And she's somebody that is not perfect at all. Like, she suffers from anxiety. Our society suffers from anxiety. A lot of our young people suffer from anxiety. So she enters this world with anxiety and all her quirks, and she's 17 and she still doesn't know who she is, and she's landing on this planet and she's like, oh my God, and I can't survive. I can't breathe this air. My body's collapsing. So there's a whole adventure waiting for her, and she is a strong person, a strong woman. She becomes a lot of different creatures in order to adapt on this planet, in order to evolve in this planet. So it's very interesting to see this character evolve as a young girl and evolve into her adulthood, you know, and then there's Shae, who is the first alien she encounters on this planet. So Shae is a protector. There's no warriors on this planet. Shae is the lead protector, and he's the son of the priestess Amazora and Pera. Amazora is the lead priestess in the story, and she's the one who went a little haywire and had a little bit too much power in her own hands. So she holds the orb of life, and she's the one who gives life to the spirit, if you would like to see it that way. So Para is a really hard figure. She's a priestess. She wants to save her clan. She wants to save the Quelis. Initially, you know, they're millions of them. And so her solution is basically, just to give you a little taste of it, is to get more shoreline. But by doing that, taking the shoreline, she's exterminating the eggs of the Syrian people. So the Syrian people are water people, and they're putting their eggs on the shore so that the predators don't eat them. So by doing that, she's creating genocide for these creatures. And in order for them to defend, you know, they decide to defend themselves, obviously. So they go after the orb of life. And the orb of life is lost. And that creates chaos.
This is sci-fi, but you're creating a story and characters that are really relatable and reflective of what the world is going through right now.
Absolutely. Because, you know, through this book, the experience I was looking for is, you know, yes, when you read it, it's fun to read a book and all that, but I wanted the reader to evolve with the story, to grow with the story. So for me, it was important to talk about issues right now, the war, the famine. Like I said, there's so many things going on that we see wrong with this world. And we have a whole new generation of children, young adults that are coming that have a different view, and, you know, hopefully they'll make the difference. I know they'll make the difference, because I see the hope in all these young adults. But I wanted the reader to realize, you know, if you're going towards destruction, this was what might happen. And I wanted the reader to relate, you know, truly in the story and feel what these characters feel. You know, these creatures, it's not an exception for them. It is the norm. They are built that way. And that's what the message I want to give to these young children and these young people is, that you're built that way, you know? So be yourself, shine through who you are, not what people think of you.
And from your perspective, what makes your book unique in comparison to other sci-fi that may have been published out there in the world? What do you think it makes yours different?
When I wrote this book, I was like, oh my God. And yeah, there's so many out there, right? And mine was a mix between, you know, Avatar. You know, I love Star Trek and Star Wars, and I like Indiana Jones. So, you know, I think this book is a mix of all that. You know, I felt like I needed to experience all that in this book, and I needed to give a fresh look out of that. And I was also, you know, I wanted to make it different where, you know, we're talking about a different dimension. So there's a lot of books are not in the fifth dimension. So being in the fifth dimension, there's things that you can see and there's things that you cannot see. That's where I think the book is different, where, you know, it has its own story. I base myself on current knowledge, on what we know about the universe and the black holes and the dark matters and all that, but I go beyond that.
And can you just maybe tell our listeners who might be interested in picking up your book, Maria, where they can find it?
Absolutely. So it's a book for young adults, but I believe that adults that like sci-fi and like adventure and all that. And it could be purchased at Brome Lake Books here in Knowlton. And it could also be purchased on Amazon. It could be purchased on Friesen Press website, which is the editor. Yeah, it's a little bit everywhere. It's on Apple, it's on Google, so I'm very happy.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else, Maria, that you wanted to mention about your book that you think would be important for people to know about.
The first tome is all about initiating this big adventure. So I'm describing a lot of this world and a lot of, you know, the characters. And I think in the end, you're going to have sort of a surprise to take you to the second tome. It's going to bring you to question a lot of things. And when you think you know the answer, you're going left or you're going right. I'm taking you in a different direction. So hopefully it'll bring you surprises. You know, it'll make you happy reading it and going through this adventure. But then tome two is going to be the epiphany. So I'll keep you guessing.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Maria. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to come and talk about the book. So hopefully, you know, your readers will like it too.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.